Unit 7.
단문 독해.
1. Indian arrowheads help archaeologists better understand the lives of Native Americans. For instance, by recording the locations where arrowheads are discovered, archaeologists can create a map of the areas that were Native Americans' prime hunting grounds for animals. Most arrowheads are found near riverbanks or creeks because the animals which live in the region were drawn to them for drinking water. For this reason, the areas where Native Americans hunted have become arrowhead collectors' prime hunting grounds for arrowheads. 2. This is something people use when they want to write. It requires special ink that you can buy in small bottles. A certain amount of the ink can be stored inside of this, and it can be refilled when necessary. On one end of this is a pointed piece of metal called a nib, which is usually made of steel or gold. The main advantage of this is that it is easy to write with. 3. Canadian paper money includes a special feature which is similar to Braille. In the upper right-hand corner of the bills are raised dots that help blind people determine the value of the bills. Likewise, euros possess textured foil that varies according to the different bills. In fact, over 100 countries around the globe have added features such as these in order to help the blind. 4. According to a survey, the most important aspect of a happy marriage is not how much financial security you have, but how much housework you do. The survey found that couples who distribute the household chores evenly are more likely to have a happy relationship. More traditional ideas of what contributes to a happy marriage, such as the amount of wealth and how many children the couple has, were less important. In order to have a happy marriage, it is important to distribute the household chores evenly. 5. Plants that produce fruit do so in order to protect their seeds. Deep inside, covered by the flesh of the fruit, the seeds develop without interference from the outside world. We can tell when the seeds are ready to be sowed because that is when the fruit turns ripe. When it does, birds and other animals that eat the fruit take in the seeds, carry them around, and distribute them throughout the area, enabling the plant population to increase.
수능 독해.
1. Fire whirls are rotating columns of flames and wind that can rise up out of wildfires. They are sometimes referred to as firenadoes, a combination of the words fire and tornado. They occur when strong surface winds meet the heated air above the fire, which causes them to rapidly rise and swirl. Although fire whirls aren't actually tornadoes, their winds can reach speeds of 160 kilometers per hour, and their temperatures can rise above 1,000 degrees Celsius. Most fire whirls don't last for more than a few minutes, but some can last for an hour or more. They can cause serious damage, knocking down trees and spreading the wildfire. Unfortunately, due to their high heat and strong winds, there is little that firefighters can do but wait for them to end. 2. In the highlands in the Andes Mountains, there are rocks that look like they are covered with moss. However, this green covering is actually a flowering plant called Yurita. It grows at altitudes between 3,200 and 4,500 meters, where the wind almost never stops blowing and the cold temperatures can crack solid stone. To survive in these extreme conditions, Yerita grows together, close to the ground. This allows it to retain heat and withstand powerful winds that would destroy most other plants. In addition, its wax-covered leaves aid in the retention of moisture. Yerita's extremely slow rate of growth also helps it live in the severe environment of the Andes. Because it only grows about 1.5 centimeters a year, a large patch of Yerita could be thousands of years old. Three. If you want to be an entrepreneur, it is difficult to achieve true success without the assistance of someone whom you can look up to, a mentor. Your mentor is the person who is able to guide you through all of the surprises that are a natural part of the business world. A mentor's help allows you to reach your goals more quickly and with less loss along the way. Your mentor is like an explorer that has already made it to the top of the tall mountain, which you have just begun to climb. Being at the peak, he or she has the perfect view from which to watch your progress and steer you around any dangers that happen to be in your path. 4. Every ocean on Earth conceals a mysterious world, with frigid temperatures and creatures that glow with eerie colored light. This world is known as the midwater. Scientists have recently started exploring it, using special submarines with spotlights to observe plants and animals that no one has ever seen before. By far their most remarkable discovery yet is that nearly all midwater animals possess the ability to produce light, which is known as bioluminescence. Scientists believe they do this to attract a mate, find prey, hide themselves, or scare away predators. Yet many of the animals seem to produce light for no obvious reason. The explanation for this behavior remains a midwater mystery, which future scientists will have to solve. 5. It is well known that the nature of your friends is a major factor in determining just how happy and satisfied you are with your life. Your friends even have the ability to affect your health. These days, people are increasingly turning to their friends when they need support or understanding, instead of communicating their concerns to relatives as they once did. As friends have become more important in our lives, this has escalated our desire to make more of them. Although friendships often develop impulsively between two individuals who share a common interest or experience, there are also certain ways by which you can purposefully get close to people whom you want to be your friends. 6. Parents often feel guilty when they are unable to comfort their children in person. In their eyes, talking on the phone doesn't have the same effect. To test this belief, researchers conducted an experiment on some young girls. The girls, whose ages were between 7 and 12, were asked to make a presentation in front of many strangers, a situation designed to cause stress. Afterwards, they were divided into three groups. The first group was comforted by their mothers in person. The second group was comforted over the phone, and the third group was not comforted at all. The researchers then checked their level of a calming hormone called oxytocin. Against expectations, all of the girls who were comforted by their mothers, whether in person or over the phone, showed approximately the same levels of oxytocin. It would appear that vocal comfort from a parent provides as much relief as comfort given through direct interaction.